shall we take our Bibles this morning? Open it. To the Gospel of John, chapter 17. The 17th chapter of John. And the 7th verse. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. This is the prayer which Jesus is making. Now when I was growing up in the Lord, after I was born again, my spiritual father used to tell me, for you to be strong inside your being, for you to have divine strength. And when everything is against you, and when it looks like as if you are losing the battle in life, and when you have fallen and it seems hard for you to get up, when it looks like you have a little bit of strength to resist sin, and when everything is toppling around you, he said, always trust in the 17th chapter of John to see you through. Amen. Hallelujah. That whole chapter, and because he said that, I remember every day I used to make sure that I used to read the 17th chapter of John. But I used to read it in such a way with my head and not with my heart. And I wouldn't even ask the help of the Holy Spirit, because I said it's the prayer of Jesus and I would just read it, that's all. But it is in these times where the Spirit of God began to open up some powerful truths in this chapter that set me free. And I began to understand the precious revelation that is there in the Word of God in the 17th chapter of John. Amen. Hallelujah. And one of them is in the, you know, when you look through the Gospel of John, you find there's always Jesus, the Son of God, ministering unto the people. Amen. Revealing the kingdom of God. But it is in the 7th chapter of John, you find him as a high priest, praying for us to the Father. Amen. All through the chapters of John, you find Jesus having a word from the Father, which is ministering unto the people. But in the 7th chapter of John, you find him approaching the Father as a high priest. We have only one. Amen. On behalf of you and me, before the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And that word priest means the one who brings near. Amen. So in other words, he is approaching before the Father on behalf of you and me to bring us nearer to the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Now here it says, now they have known that all things which you have given me, amen, are from you. Amen. When you read the 17th chapter of John, you find nearly 16 times where the Word of God is very clearly mentioning the word gave or gave us. Amen. Nearly 16 times. Jesus saying the Father has given or the Father gave or the Father gave us. That word is mentioned nearly 16 times. And that means there is something that the Lord wants to reveal to us, that we might know that we have something through the ministry of Jesus Christ from the Father, which the Father is willing to give us. Amen. Amen. And the first one is when you read this very second word, John 17 and verse 2. We have a lot of scriptures today, so get your papers, your pen, your Bibles out. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. We want to have a nice fresh manna in our mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 17th chapter and verse 2. As you have given me authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. Amen. That word authority is the same word that is mentioned in other versions as power. When Jesus came here onto earth, we know that he left all of his glory in heaven and he came here on earth. Amen. And when he was here on earth in the flesh, all that he had was only what the heavenly Father had given him. Amen. It would be a nice thing for you to pray in your life to say, Lord, all that I want in my life is what you, heavenly Father, is willing to give me. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you begin to pray like that, you will find mighty releases coming in your life. Amen. Now here are the first and the second verse. It says, you have given me, amen, authority or power. So Jesus said, the only power that I exercise here on earth is the power which you, O Father, has given me. Amen. Not worldly power, not political power, not financial power, not any power that the world can offer us, not demonic power, but the only power which Jesus Christ exercised here on earth was the power of the Father, the Holy Ghost working through him. And that means you and me can have the same power if we would say, Jesus, I join up with your ministry, I join up with you, Lord, and I'm asking the Father that you would give me the same power which was upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you love that? Amen. The same power. Can you imagine that? Amen. Hallelujah. The same power that was working upon Jesus Christ to work in your life. Some of us have not had the revelation from the Holy Spirit, and I pray that you will have it today. Amen. See, many of you substitute the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit that comes from the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ for worldly power, for worldly influence, for things around you. But let me tell you, you need to come to a position of surrender where you say, I do not want to have anything in my life which you are not willing to give me. And Father, all that I want is from you through the blood name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at that word power in a simple word. Open with me to Revelation chapter 3. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3. The third chapter. And this is what the Spirit of God is saying to the church in Philadelphia and to us today. The third chapter and verse 8 of Revelation. Amen. It says there, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it. For you have little strength. Say little strength. Have kept my word and have not denied my name. Did you hear that? Amen. Now you read through that scripture many a time. What a powerful revelation in that word. The Lord is saying to the church in Philadelphia, listen, I know that you have only little strength. But you have kept my name. But you have kept my name. Or you have not denied my name. And you have kept my word. Which means, you only need little power to keep the word of God and to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. See, we sometimes come and say, Lord, give me a lot of power. God says, no. If you have little strength, you can hold on to my name, which means you can have a relationship with me. If you have little strength, you can keep my word. Can you imagine that? Amen. Hallelujah. Too much of power I don't need even to have a relationship with Jesus and to keep the word of God. Just little strength. So great power is for ministry. It is to see the yoke of bondage broken over someone else's life. You hear that? Amen. Come on, church. Great power is to see the explosive power of God functioning through you to set somebody else free. But little power or little strength is all that is needed for you to personally keep the word of God and have relationship with Jesus. And here Jesus in the high priestly prayer is praying and saying, Father, you have given me power, or you have given me authority. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, I like that word, you know, when Jesus calls the Father, Father. That word actually means Abba, Daddy. Amen. Hallelujah. So everything you receive from Abba, Daddy, your Father in heaven, amen, when you have a relationship with Him. Did you hear that? Amen. He was just not saying, Lord, give me this, give me this, give me this. I need this power. It's not power working by itself. It's Father, Abba, hallelujah, my daddy. You're having a relationship with Him. And since you're having a relationship with Him, you're saying, I need what you gave your Son Jesus, the power available for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. See, I like that wordings in the Gospel of John chapter 7. It says, in the sixth verse of John chapter 70, we're going through some mighty revelations from the Word this morning. 70th chapter, you find in the first verse it says, Father. Amen. Again, the fifth verse it says, Father. Amen. Oh, Father. Oh, Daddy. I like that. Hallelujah. Then it goes on to say, in the 11th verse, Holy Father. Amen. Amen. Then it goes on to say that, Righteous Father. Amen. Hallelujah. So, each level in which that prayer is going on, the more deeper it's getting from verse 1 to verse 11 going on, it's getting more and more into worship. In the beginning it says, Abba, Daddy, this Holy Father. It's becoming more intimate. Oh, Righteous Father. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. The more you begin to have a revelation of the Heavenly Father in your life, the more intimate it becomes. Then worship begins to come forth from your inner man. Did you hear that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 17th chapter, verse 2, it says, You have given Him authority over all flesh. Amen. Now let's move to the fourth verse. It says there, this is the second one, I have glorified you on earth, Jesus is saying. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. I like that. Amen. I have only finished the work that you gave me. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't go about doing anything that He liked. He says, Father, what is the work that you want me to do? Have you asked that? Amen. That's why Jesus was never stressed out in life. He didn't say, listen, I don't have time to spend with your Father. Too much of work. He didn't say that. You know why? Because He only did the work that the Father gave Him. Amen. I mean, perfect will is to not to do anything that you like, but is to do the very work for which He's called you. Amen. Hallelujah. See, there's a lot of, you know, people call me every time, and every in a day I get so many calls to minister in so many places. And in my heart, I just like to rush up and do something for the Lord anywhere. But I wait upon the Lord really long to say, Lord, which is the work which you have kept for me to do? That I do. Are you with me? It might be gospel work, but the work which you want me to do, the work that you have given me, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. Hallelujah. So can you imagine that Jesus never desired, never chose to, never stepped out to do any work other than the one which the Father gave Him. I like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you get into real messes in your life, in your workplace, in your jobs, in your business. You know why? Because you are going your own way. You're not asking, Father, which is the work that you want me to do? Whatever that you find you want to do. Somebody says, you know, and I see people like that. In the newspaper, they suddenly hear, okay, instead of cardamom, go vanilla. Vanilla is in the market. Stop, get the vanilla. Did you ask? That might be in the market, but did you ask the Father, say, Lord, you want me to do this? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everybody is doing their degree, post-graduation, and going on to do something else. I want to do it. Did you ask what the Father wants you to do? You will never be happy doing anything else other than doing what the Heavenly Father wants you to do. Jesus never did anything other than what He wanted the Father or what the Father wanted Him to do. Amen. I like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. See, when you begin to do the work that the Lord has asked you to do, you will have inner peace. Are you with me? Otherwise, you will be restless. You will have fear all the time tormenting you. Are you with me? You will be panicky, uncertain, without direction. Oh, my God. It will be like hit and run. Are you with me? Konda kundu. That kind of work. That's another way. When you do the work for which the Father has given you to do, you will have clarity, perfect clarity. Amen. You will find exaltation coming in that area. You will have inner peace resting inside of you. You will have the anointing and the grace to do that which the Father has called you to do. If you do anything else, you will have to do it in your own strength. Can you imagine that? That's what I shudder the most. Going in for a cruise and standing there and not having the anointing on me. Hallelujah. You go in there and you see people come with the bondages and sin and the devil and all that. You say, my God, you need the anointing to see the yokes are broken. And if you're not doing exactly the work for which He has called you and sent you, my brother, my sister, you're in real trouble. You're totally helpless. Are you with me? Amen. 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 The third one. Are you enjoying the word today? The eighth verse. John 17, verse 8. For I have given them, I have given to them the words which you have given me. I like that. Whew. Did you hear that? Not only the power, not only the work, but the word. You don't see Jesus saying careless words. Even the word. Amen. You will be held accountable for every word that you say, the Bible says. Amen. Amen. See, Jesus, He only spoke what the Father in heaven had put into His mouth. The rest of the time He's keeping silent. Amen. Hallelujah. You should know when to speak, when to keep silent. You should know what to speak and how to speak. Speak with the same kind of intensity that what Jesus spoke. Jesus only spoke what the Father told Him to speak. That's why He said, my words are spirit and light. John 6:63, you know that, don't you? My words are spirit and light. So every time He spoke, there was life in those words. I say, one of my dear brothers in the Lord, he come and said, Pastor, we've been trying to get you on the phone. We don't get you on the phone. I said, listen, I've not been taking any calls for a long time. I don't pick up the phone. And he said, no, we just wanted to hear your voice. Because when we hear, we get into another, I mean, just anything. When you share anything, we get into another level. And I said, that's exactly the reason why I'm keeping silent now. Because when the Lord asks me to say something, I say, and I see the anointing break the yoke. people having life coming up inside of them. They're getting encouraged. Amen. But if I go about saying anything that I like, even though it's in scripture, I get into real trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The words. Amen. Now the next one is mighty joy. That's what I like in the whole chapter of John. Oh, hallelujah. Are you enjoying the word this morning? Amen. Well, the next thing which the Father gave Jesus, he mentions it 7 times. What could it be? He mentioned 7 times, starting from, you can, if you're going to study that chapter and read that chapter, it's verse 2, verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, verse 12, and verse 24. And you know what that is? You know what that is? The disciples, all the followers that the Father gave Jesus. The ones that you have given me. Oh my God, I like it. 7 times you say. Can you imagine that? That's why he shed his blood for you and me. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. In John 3:16 it says, God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever might believe in him should not perish but have life everlasting. You know that, don't you? In other words, Jesus is God's gift to us. Amen. But in John 17 we find amazing truth here, which says that we are God's gift to Jesus. I don't think you got it. Hallelujah. Amen. In John 3:16 it says, Jesus is God's gift to us. In John 7 it says, you and me, 7 times Jesus is emphasizing it again in the chapter. 7 times he's saying, the ones that you have given me, the ones that obey my word, the ones that follow me, the ones that are my disciples, the ones that you have given me. Look at that. Isn't that precious? Amen. Hallelujah. You are God's gift to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. With all your weakness, with all your stumblings, with all your failures, with the time that you are denied and rejected, Jesus is saying, I will by no means cast away anyone who comes to me. I'm able to save to the uttermost everyone who approaches me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he knew the Father had given. Amen. That word actually helps me to also to pastor sometimes. When I come preaching, I say, Lord, I don't want anybody to come in that you have not given under my pastoral care. Amen. And then I know they're precious to the Lord and I better be good to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 22. It says, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. Amen. Can you imagine that? Jesus only wanted as much exaltation and glory upon his life as the Father was willing to give him. That's why he didn't have to speak bad about someone else or put down someone else or make somebody else look bad and cheap. Amen. For him to have any honor. Hallelujah. That's why you don't need to have envy. Amen. When somebody else is getting blessed, let them get as much blessed as they want to be. The Father in heaven is blessing them. Amen. But I only want as much glory over my life, that which the Heavenly Father is willing to give me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't need to glorify myself. I don't need to speak half an hour on myself before I start the message. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What do you glory in today? Do you glory in Father's glory? Sometimes I see evangelists and ministers struggling. And they're trying to be successful. They're trying. You don't need it. Amen. Exaltation, the Lord will bring about. Amen. Amen. I don't like ministers who come and say, listen, I've got a car, I'm a visiting evangelist. If you like, I'll preach next Sunday in your church. I'll tell them, pack your bags and go home. You have plenty of evangelists in town. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? That's not the way. Are you with me? Amen. That's why Jesus, he humbled himself further and further, knowing that no matter how much he humbled, God would exalt him at the right time. The Bible says in Philippians 2, he humbled himself to the point of death and death on the cross. Just imagine that. Speak about humility. Knowing that God could resurrect him right from there up and give him glory and give him the name above every other name. Come on, church. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The glory which you have given me. See, you want to have the Father's glory? You need to come to a place where you dethrone yourself. Are you with me? Amen. If you are just preoccupied with yourself, it means chances are less that you can move in the Father's glory. Amen. Those are the guys who find hard to worship. They're so governed by their problems and by their own spiritual state. Can you imagine? That they can't even look to the Lord. But when you dethrone yourself and say, Jesus, be exalted, be enthroned, or when you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and look to Jesus, then you begin to fathom the glory of God. Let me give you a revelation. I pray that you will understand and never forget this. See, the people who saw the glory of Jesus, you know who were the ones? Were the ones who were stripped of their own glory. They recognized it. But the Pharisees, the religious leaders, they never saw the glory of Jesus. They were so full of religion, so full of themselves. They never saw the glory of Jesus. They despised it. Are you with me? But the sinner, the one who was broken, the one who had no glory in himself, the one who had cast his net all and got nothing, nothing to glory in, nothing to glory in, he came to a place where he could look and see the glory of Jesus. Have you seen that? The minute you become religious, the minute you become self-centered and selfish, what happens is you don't look to the Lord. But let the Holy Spirit lead you to a time of brokenness and shallowness. One word is enough. The presence might be not there for anyone else when everybody is worshiping, but you have the presence of God. You see the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you are so broken, there is nothing in you to look in the other either. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, this principle you need to hear and understand. The 17th chapter again and verse 7. Shall we come to it? John 17, 7 to 9. Especially verse 7, please. That's the word that we started with. Can you read it together once again? It says there, now they have known all the things which you have given me are from you. Amen. Hallelujah. That is so important for Jesus that his disciples understood. Are you with me? That all that he had was from the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He would draw him his life, power, glory, work, everything only from the Father in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, church. From where do you draw your spiritual strength? From where do you draw your resources? From your business? From your job? From people around you? From your church? Where? What? Jesus drew only from the Heavenly Father. Amen. That's why he made the priority to spend time with the Father. He made it the priority to get up early while before daylight, depart to a solitary place where he prayed, fellowship with the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look to one more word. I don't know how much I can preach in the first service here today. But Matthew chapter 7 and verses 7 to 9. There's so much of wealth in John 17. Matthew 7, 7 to 9. It says there, we know the scriptures, but we shall be looked to it again. It says here, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Amen. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Amen. I like that word. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be. Amen. Amen. Who said this? Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure that Jesus said this? Positive. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you are right. But let me tell you, Jesus never said anything that he himself had not tried. Are you with me? He was drawing from the Father. He knew without boldness if he should pray, the Father would listen. If he should seek, the Father would listen. If he should knock, the door would be open. He tried it himself before he said to every one of you and me, ask! Hallelujah. I've tried it once. That's what Jesus said. Ask! Seek and knock and you will find. The door shall be open. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, this is when John 17 is actually a call to prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. It's actually a call to pray. And sometimes you and me, what happens for us is we go through these afflictions in our life. We go through these battles in our life. And we wonder whether the Father will listen to us when we go through that. Amen. See, the very reason when you seek Him, that is faith. Are you with me? It means you trust in His power to enable you or to set you free. That itself is the beginning point of worship, seeking the Lord. So when you and me are a believer and you say, I don't spend time with the Lord, it means that you don't have faith in His ability. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Now open with me to 2 Samuel chapter 22 and 28. 2 Samuel chapter 22. We're looking at the law of scriptures. 2 Samuel 22. And the King James Version says it this way, 22 and verse 28. You will save the afflicted people. Your eyes are on the haughty that you may bring them down. But in other words, you will save or you will hear the afflicted people. Amen? Amen. Open with me 2 Kings chapter 14. 14th chapter and verse 26. For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was bitter, where the bond of free, there was no helper for Israel. And what happened? The 27th verse says, He saved them. Amen? He saved them. Amen? What am I trying to tell you? Even when you are amidst the afflictions that you go through in life, either bound or free. Amen? When you go through these trials, it is so important to trust in the Father and seek Him. And say, Lord, I seek you. And He will hear and deliver you. You believe that? Amen. It's not the pastor. It's not a Bible teacher. It's not somebody next to you. It's not your care cell ministry. It is you seeking the heavenly, holy, righteous Father will bring about the deliverance over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 102. Psalm 102, verse 17. Hallelujah. It says here, He shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise their prayer. Amen? I like that word. Amen. He shall not despise the prayer of the destitute. That word destitute means lonely and forsaken. Amen. Praise God. When you feel kind of lonely and forsaken, when it looks like there is nobody to help you, hallelujah, what should you do? Get on your knees and pray and say, Father, and He will listen to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we think when we look at people who are giant prayer warriors, we look at them and say, okay, they might be really strong. They might have no problems in their lives. And that's why they're able to pray. And so what we look is we say, Lord, give me perfection like they have so I can pray. You see, I have four children, one wife, three businesses to take care of. And I've got my own share of temptations and stuff. How do I handle it? God says He will listen to the prayer of the afflicted. Amen. That word afflicted actually means the one who is tossed to and fro by various trials and temptations. Are you with me? When you are held back by various kind of trials and temptations, certain people use the word strange trials. That's what James says. Count it all joy. When you go through various trials, one version says strange trials. Sometimes it looks strange trials. You wonder, does anybody else have this problem? Hallelujah. The Lord says, let me hear you one more time, son. Amen. When you feel kind of lonely, rejected and alone, the Bible says He will listen to you when you pray. No wonder the devil attacks your prayer life the most. You know why Jesus said, when you pray, go into a room, close the room and pray? You know why? It's for a reason. Because when you are on the point of pray, the devil knows if you should draw in from the Heavenly Father through Jesus, you would win. So, if you were to pray in the open, what would happen is, the minute you say, I'm going to pray, suddenly guests will come into your house. And then it would be your moral responsibility to sit with them, make them coffee, tea, and spend time with them. And then you're just about to get into your prayer room, suddenly the phone will ring. Are you with me? Suddenly you're about to pray, and suddenly you hear something important that you have to do. Hear that? That Listen, listen. All these things will come. So you better isolate yourself. Think up. Get into a solitary place and fellowship with me. So even though you are lonely and forsaken and afflicted, I will hear you and bring you through. Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder if you're understanding what I'm saying this morning. The greatest thing which the devil fears is your prayer life. Are you with me? Amen. And that's where the attack comes the most. If you are a praying person, you will want to pray more. If you are a prayerless person, you will not want to pray at all. You hear that? 2 days you're praying, the third day you would want to pray. 3 days you don't pray, the fourth day you don't want to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. But I believe God is calling us to approach the Father. I've just spoken one word on John 17. But there's so much of powerful revelation in that chapter. I wish I could go a little bit more deeper. But I don't know. We don't have time in the first service. Maybe in the second, maybe the Holy Spirit will help us. But this is the word this morning. Amen. To seek the Father. In the affliction, amidst your problem, amidst the trials that you go through, in your loneliness, felt forsaken, there is somebody who hears you. Amen. Call on Him in your weakness. He will answer you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let not the devil deceive you out of your walk with God in prayer. Spend time with Him. Amen. Amen. And today, the only reason that I'm sharing this message is to actually provoke you. Are you with me? Provoke you in the sense to I pray that your appetite for prayer will rise. I pray that you looking to Jesus will want fellowship with the Father. Amen. If you just need a little strength to keep the word and have a relationship, my brother. Hallelujah. Look at the glory in that word. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, if there might be anybody in this place today, you would want to offer your hearts and your lives to be a vessel who will look to the Father in heaven through Jesus. Amen. I would like to give yourself to the Lord. You can have only what the Father wants you to have. Amen. Not what the world. Amen. If the Father wants to give you a promotion tomorrow in your workplace, fine. If He doesn't, praise God. Rejoice in that. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. To have only which the Heavenly Father wants you to have. Anybody like that this morning? You're trying to have all that everybody else has got. But say, Lord, I only want. I said to the Lord long time back, Lord, I only even want to have a ministry that You want me to have. It's not even ministry. Mm-hmm. Just you. From Father to Holy Father to Righteous Father, I want to worship You. Amen. This morning, if you want to make a dedication unto the Lord to relate with Jesus, I would ask you to pray now so we can pray together. He will hear you if you will pray. Be Pratija Kiku. Matanaka, Kalinio Mandino Aladi, Jivan Aladeva Tiadati. Amen. Hallelujah. Say this. Father, Father,
Father,
I come to You in the name of Your Son Jesus. I ask You to anoint me with the unction of prayer, that I might be a vessel, seek You and walk with You. I give You my heart.
I give You my life.
I only want, Lord, what You want me to have.
I don't want anything else. Jesus Christ,
I submit
you.
I proclaim you as my Lord
and as my Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
With your hands, Lord, I come at your people this morning. May your right hand be upon them, Lord. Over each and every one of this place. Lord, I thank you for having spoken to us. We want to only have, Lord, what you want to give us. If there be anything else in our lives that is not of yours, Lord, remove it far away from us. Yes, Lord, that our vessels should be holy unto you. They should belong to you. They should function in the fullness of thy grace and thy goodness, Lord. In your hands, I come at your congregation this morning. Your word declares you, yours will build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Build your people, Lord. Let them be a mighty army unto you. Oh, yes, Lord, when the whole world lies in darkness, yet your word declares the glory of Yahweh shall rise over your people. May the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. May the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. May the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. May the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. May the glory of Yahweh rise over your people. Randara dara sambal khara dinavaravarasya. Oh, Navadara sambal khara. With your hands, I come at your people right now. And I bless them in your name. I bless them in the name of the Father. I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I bless them in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.